Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. If you couldn't tell by the music, this is our celebration day. This is why we gather together week after week. After week. Each Sunday, mind you, during the whole year, is a miniature Easter celebration. But today is the full Easter. Today is the real Easter. Today is the day of all days. Christ our Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Death has no more dominion over him. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. My fellow redeemed, that's us. We are God's redeemed people. And we are part of that victorious story. Because Christ lives, we will live also. Christ's resurrection from the dead is the divine guarantee that all who believe and are baptized, though they may die, they will never perish. Jesus said, "Those who believe in me will never die." So on the last day, our Lord will resurrect us and restore our souls to our perfect bodies. The joy of the Easter resurrection we celebrate today, it is our joy, it is our guarantee, it is our reality. And yet, this good news, this wonderful, amazing news about Jesus' resurrection, does it really have any appreciable effect on our lives each and every day? I ask not to confuse, not to accuse, but just because of the reality of all of our lives. I mean, so often God's word, the gospel, that good news, is left at the back doors of the church, and it's not given a chance to permeate into our everyday lives on a daily basis. Case in point, looking through that gospel lesson that Pastor Ganey just read, did you notice the reaction of the disciples to the words of the women who had been out to the tomb and had seen the angels? The women return and they remember Jesus' words and they run back to tell the disciples. They're all excited. They tell the disciples everything they had seen and heard. But what does Luke tell us? To the disciples, these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. Unfortunately, all too often, that's just like us. I mean, how often do we react like the disciples after hearing from the women about Jesus' resurrection? We are told week after week in the absolution that our sins are forgiven. And then we just move on with the rest of the service like nothing has ever happened. We hear the good news that Jesus is alive, that he is risen from the dead. And we leave that news at the door. And we act during the rest of the week like we've never even heard those words. How can we hear such good news, such great news that our Lord is alive, and not have it rock our world? Because we are sinners. We are sinners. And because we are sinners, just like those disciples, we don't take that message of the women and apply it to our lives on a regular basis. Even though we know the story, we know the story of Christ's suffering and his death and his resurrection. We know it like the back of our hand, and yet, does it have any real effect on our life? Does it have any real importance to us? We may think so, but our words and our deeds, well, they tell a different story, don't they? The good news is that Jesus died for you. Jesus Christ was buried for you. And Jesus was raised again from the dead on the third day for you. That is the good news of Jesus Christ for you. God in the flesh dying and rising for you so as to break the bonds of death and lead us all out of that hellish exile that we're all by nature born into, to lead us to his divine, heavenly promised land that creates and sustains life-changing, God-praising reality in all who believe. God himself suffered and died for you. That's how bad our sinful condition is. This isn't just a little blemish or a little imperfection that we can diet away or work off or ignore. It is death that permeates our entire being. The only way life can come back to us is through the death of God himself. Holy for the unholy, righteous for the unrighteous, sinless for the full of sin. So how can this reality not change our lives? God died for you. God's death, Christ's death, that's not the end of the story. Because God also rose for you. Death has no dominion over the Lord of life. And you know, at these times, we have heard St. Paul write that those of you who have been baptized into his death have also been baptized into his resurrection. Well, that's us. Christ's resurrection victory is our resurrection victory. We too will be raised in our bodies to full heavenly glory. We have a mansion waiting for us in heaven right now. God has already prepared it for us. We have a full and glorious, never-ending feast waiting for us. A feast of the very best that God himself has to offer. A feast of rich food, full of marrow, and aged wine well refined. Christ himself invites us to the seats of honor at his own table. Every tear will be wiped from every eye. Every reproach will be taken away. Pure Christ-centered heavenly bliss. That is the reality of our lives. And you know what? It gets even better than that. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Because you see, God doesn't just leave us high and dry in the present day. God just doesn't take that resurrection bliss and all those realities of heaven waiting for us and dangle it in front of our nose like a carrot. No, he comes to us this very day in the midst of life with his very present joyous proclamation that he lives. The victory's won. He comes to us today in the midst of all of our sorrows, in the midst of all of our pains, in the midst of all of our worries and traumas. And he comes to us with his life-saving, life-giving word of absolution. God's divine proclamation that it is finished completely and eternally in him. All of our sins have already been put to death in him. All that death that was buried with him in the grave. And he vanquished all of that death. And he left it in the tomb. And the Lord of life walked out of the tomb victorious, full of life, wanting nothing more than to bestow that same life on us, which is what he does this very day through his word and through the sacraments. Take a look at that altar. Take a look at that meal waiting for you at the altar. Sitting there is your victorious Lord of life, coming to you today to feed you and nourish you today with his blessed gifts of life, forgiveness, and salvation. This is what gives us real and true Easter joy. This is what brings us the good news of Jesus' resurrection into reality for us, not just today on Easter, and not just during Sundays that are mini Easter celebrations, but every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Christ is risen. May this good news of the highest order and of the most importance have reign and rule in all that you say, do, and think. Not just today, but every day. And may this good news of the highest order and most importance, create in you a clean heart and a right spirit. And may it restore unto you the joy, the reality of God's free gift of salvation to you, which is yours through faith alone in his grace alone, which he gives unconditionally and bestows unto you because of the all-redeeming life, death, and resurrection of Christ alone. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.